Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 21 minutes. Let me see that. Before the hour. Okay, we're good. Before the hour of 10 o'clock, and we are joined now, the Stanton Community Update. We do want to say thank you to FMTC, Seligren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home, Fairway, and the Stanton Chamber of Commerce. Justin Miller with us this morning. Justin, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
You are the director of the Viking Center.
Yes, sir.
And official.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Football, basketball.
Yep.
Season has wrapped up from that.
Yep.
And among other things, right?
Oh, what, yeah.
Whatever That's, else needs to be done.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Got a lot of hats that I try to wear and try to fit into anyways for the community. And
Yeah,
works out.
You stay busy.
I stay busy. There's enough to do. Yep, absolutely.
How long have you been director at the Viking Center?
Well, so I was actually the first director back in 2014 when we opened the building. I was there for 5 years, and then I took a couple of jobs in Maryville, was there for 3 years, and then I've been back ever since. I've been back since 2021, so we've been open. We've been open almost 12 years.
That does not seem possible.
It's crazy, isn't
that
it?
Does not seem possible.
Yeah.
Morgan Llewellyn with Morgan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Nice to see you.
You too.
Hold that. Pull that mic up a little bit closer. So, Morgan, you're a busy person as well.
Always.
You
yes.
do a lot of things, and do them well too. By the way, so
thank you.
You have your new endeavor.
Yes.
Tell me the name, Llewellyn Media.
Llewellyn Media. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Tell me what Llewellyn Media is.
It's I'm a photographer, and I'm more geared towards real estate agents, brokers, and then more business marketing.
I gotcha. So fairly new endeavor there.
Yep.
Among other things. You do a lot of other things, Morgan, as well. So, but you are also, correct me if I'm correct, right here, Stanton Friends.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the secretary of Stanton Friends, correct?
Yep, on the board.
On the board. Mm-hmm. Okay. Goodness gracious. You guys are busy, so. What a beautiful day, though, and what a fun time of the year.
Absolutely.
Time to get outside, do some things outside, you know, whatever that may be.
Yes.
You golf?
I have. I dabble.
Justin?
Oh, yeah. I do. Unfortunately, the last few years with, you know, I've got some older boys playing baseball, and now I've got a four-year-old who's going to be playing t-ball. We're busy, so our lives are all over the place. I haven't played as much as I want to, but I'm going to try to make it a point to play a little more this year.
There you go. Well, let's talk. We're going to just dive in here and go for it and learn more about what's going on in Stanton. First, Justin, let's start with good news. What
Absolutely.
Do we need to be aware
yep.
of?
Yep. So first off, we'd like to say thank you to Shad Swanson, Garden of Paradise, for coming to Stanton to do a presentation on gardening that was at the library this past week. I would also like to say thank you to all those that supported March Mayhem and Sip in the Spring, which was held downtown Stanton this past weekend on Saturday.
Yeah.
It was actually a beautiful day on Saturday to get out and, mm-hmm. and do some things. And so saw a lot of folks around town. I'd like to say thank you to the Stanton Library for providing the Tiny Tots Story Hour in March, which that's a monthly program that's put on.
That's
on
a March. Cool thing.
So, yep. Yes, absolutely. And then congratulations to Books and Bubbles for opening downtown Stanton. And they brought a special guest, Miss Sandhills, to Stanton this past weekend. So
very cool. Overall, March Mayhem, did you get to go enjoy any of that?
I did not. I was running around on Saturday doing a few other things. My older boys partook a little bit and played some basketball and dodgeball Saturday evening. So there were some other events going on this past weekend that kind of took some folks out of town mm-hmm. and didn't bring in some of the past numbers, but I think they had a little bit of success anyway.
Good deal.
Last Saturday,
that's so. Good to hear. Mm-hmm. Had the opportunity to visit with Mr. Grebin about that.
Sure.
So.
Yeah.
Big event. A lot of fun.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the Viking Center.
Mm-hmm.
Can we? You
Absolutely.
Mentioned that it opened, and when did it open?
2014, May of 2014.
And you were the director initially?
I was the first director there.
Okay.
So, which it seems, I still remember the grand opening night. So it's crazy to think that it's already been almost 12 years. So
that, I can't believe that.
Absolutely.
12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you were the director and currently the director now. So some of the how's the programming changed over 12 years? Has it changed?
It's evolved, especially our numbers, participation numbers. They're terrific. And you know, with Stanton, we get the ebbs and flows, the roller coaster of the numbers with the elementary kids. And so that's what we do is we run all the youth sports programs through there. And it has its, like I said, it's got its ebbs and flows. But, you know, programs evolve. You change different things and have different numbers and different age levels and requirements and things like that.
And at when I'm saying Viking Center, there's a lot at the Viking Center more than just those activities because the library is located there.
Yep, absolutely.
I've been to a number of community meetings that are at the Viking Center.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you kind of do it all, right? I mean, it's all there.
It's an all multi-purpose facility. Yes. Yep. With, you know, we do memberships. We've got all the youth sports. We've got a rental room, the library, the preschool are upstairs.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of stuff going on in there.
So are there regular hours at the Viking Center?
So if you were a member, you would get a key card, and key card access gets you in there from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Every day of the week. That's the way those hours are. We do have the doors open through the week in case people do want to come in. Obviously, get into the library and things like that, too. So the main doors are always unlocked. But, you know, weekends, sometimes those doors are locked up, but members can get in with key card access. So.
What? Tell me about membership. What does that look like? Is it annual? Do you have membership levels for students and parents, single family? Tell me what you have.
Absolutely. Yep. So we've got two different types. We have four different sections and then two different ways. So you can have an annual membership or we can do a monthly auto draft, which will take directly out of your account. And that's the same cost as what it would be for the annual, just divided by 12.
Mm-hmm.
We have a family membership, which is at $400 for a year. And with the family membership, the perks that are included with that is anybody that's on the membership gets access to the facility. Any kids that are in the family get to be in youth sports programs for free. The ones that we hold through the year, you know, basketball, volleyball, softball, baseball, basketball. I said basketball. Things like that. And then we've got a couple membership. Then we've got a single membership, which would be a single adult. And then we have a student membership,
okay.
So which would be anybody that's in school age.
Yes. Okay. I thought you were going to chime in there. No.
Nope. No, he's doing a great job.
Okay. are there memberships available for, let's say, college student comes back for the summer, comes back for Christmas break? Are there options available for that student as well?
We can figure some things out with
those
kind of
students.
You're
going to make it work, right?
Oh, yeah, we make it work. We used to have a college student membership. We just didn't have a lot of kids come back.
Yeah.
So we technically took it off of our normal lineup, but we'll figure something out. I mean, we don't want to hold anybody from not coming in.
Right.
So.
Can anybody join the Viking Center and
become
a member?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You don't have to live in Stanton or in the Stanton School District to be a member.
Yep. And I haven't done this for a while, but it was a couple years ago. I added them all up, and then I went through and looked at addresses and stuff. And we've got over 30% of folks that they're not Stanton residents that are members. I wanted to say it was 35 to 40% somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So, you know, with Stanton, we've got a lot of open enroll kids that come in. And so, you know, families will sign up for memberships because their kids will participate in programs and things like that.
Right.
So, it's open to anybody.
Do you ever go walk the trails? This is totally random, right? Do you ever walk the trail at Stanton?
Oh, yeah.
Or run, whatever you do, choose to do. I was visiting with someone this week, and they had been over, I think, the past weekend and had walked around the trail and just went on about how nice it was, how pleasant it was, and
Absolutely.
Just had a great experience overall.
Yes, our trails are terrific, and we've got the new expansion on the east side of town there has been getting a lot of use. That's close to my house, so it's kind of easy to access. I've actually got two access points pretty close to my house, so we utilize the trail quite a bit with our family.
So if people want to talk about the Viking Center, learn more about it, if it works for them and their life, if they want to join, talk to me a little bit. What do they do, Justin? Yep. Get in touch with you or stop by or what? Yep,
absolutely. Either way. So give me a call at 712-829-2900 or email vikingcenter@myfmtc.com. Or come see me in my office. I will say I'm sometimes hard to catch in there because of the many different hats that I try to wear. And especially this time of year with baseball, softball season, I'm working a lot on ball fields and things like that. But I check email every single day. If I'm in the office, I've always checked my voicemails and stuff. So I'll always get a hold of whoever I need to or
yeah.
That we need to do, and we'll make things work. So,
talk to me about someone concurring with the outdoor trail, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So talk to me, what's the relationship between Stanton Friends, Morgan, and the Viking Center? What is the relationship there?
So Stanton Friends is the committee, so we are the board that oversees.
Okay.
We're the 501c3 for the Viking Center.
I see.
Yeah.
All right.
It's the umbrella that we report to with the Viking Center. And then, yeah, so it's...
Can you become a member of Stanton Friends? Or what is that? Or is it just the board, the 501c3 that oversees that?
Yeah, yeah. So okay. Stanton Friends is just
the 501c3.
Yeah,
gotcha.
It's just the board. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I see that from time to time, and I'm just curious how that what that's structured like.
Yeah.
How long has that been? Has that been in place since the Viking Center was started?
Oh yeah, yeah, and that was actually in place before me. I've been told when it was, and I honestly don't remember. It was before my time. We'll put it that way. They were a thing for several years before I came.
Softball, baseball,
mm-hmm.
football,
mm-hmm.
basketball,
volleyball. Yep.
What's the age? The top, I mean, mm-hmm. you start at youth.
Yep. So we start some programs. Actually, she and I were just talking about this a little bit. We start some programs as low as pre-K. So those are kind of different programs. I actually just got off the phone with a gentleman who's going to help with our...
What do you do pre-K?
Soccer. We have a little soccer program that we have on Saturdays,
okay.
Which will actually start up here late April. I'll have registration forms for that next week. I offer T-ball. For preschool, we've now started kindergarten is playing a little more higher level softball, baseball. So we'll have T-ball for preschool age kids. That registration will be open next week. We have a little kid. We call it Little Vikes Basketball, which is preschool, kindergarten, first and second grade. So it's available for ages that don't do travel,
yeah.
travel to other towns and play in tournaments and things like that. We average anywhere from 40 to 60 kids in that, just depending on the year that come in and do that. So
that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We've got a lot of little kids that have a lot of interest in being active. So
how do you do that with so you're the director,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But as far as coaching, when you have 40 kids involved,
yeah.
and I know your baseball numbers and softball numbers are big as well, right?
Yep. Absolutely. So a lot of help. We've got very fortunate to have a lot of folks in Stanton that help volunteer with coaching, that help volunteer with umpire and officiating, you know, through the seasons, helping set things up, you know, working the tournaments that we have and any host dates that we have. A very good group of parents and volunteers.
I mean, that's what makes it work, right?
Yeah. Will say, Justin, he started all of this, and
yeah.
then he's built a network of all of these parents and coaches and stuff. He's really been like the baseline of everything and gets things running. So
he's being humble and not
yes,
saying that.
Yes, very,
yeah.
very.
Well, it takes all of us to make it work. So
yeah,
but yeah, all of these programs we've started. Well, not all of them. I mean, some of them were in existence before, but yeah, we've created a lot of programs.
Well,
the years.
They may have been there, but I know that there's been a lot of expansion.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
I mean,
yep.
Of those programs.
Yep.
So
I was just doing I was counting them up here before I came over, and we've got about 120 kids that are playing softball, baseball, kindergarten through seventh grade. So
I mean, that sounds like a huge number to me.
It's a pretty good number.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
For a small town.
Yeah. So do you have is it interleague or where do they play?
Yeah.
I suppose it's different for different ages, right?
It is, but it's we try to keep it kind of similar. There's a couple of different leagues there's a Swizzle League and a Swibba League, which is Southwest Iowa baseball, Southwest Iowa softball leagues. Mm-hmm. So like surrounding towns, we'll play Red Oak and softball, baseball. We'll play Clarinda, Shenandoah, Corning and Griswold and a lot of the surrounding towns, a lot of the Southwest Iowa towns are in that. There's other leagues that a lot of other towns participate in around here too, but we usually are able to get enough games for all the kids.
Do you have leagues for adults? For
Yes, we do.
You know, basketball or volleyball or something like that?
Mm-hmm. We just ended our men's league this past Sunday. So
wow.
We had 8
Who
teams.
Who was the champ?
Donnie Weiss was the captain of the team that ended up winning that. So, he's got a collection of kids, you know, guys, I shouldn't say kids, gosh, they're older. But from Stanton, in the surrounding area.
Reigning champ.
Reigning champ. Yeah, oh, wow. Back-to-back. So,
back-to-back
two
champ.
Two or three years, yeah. I think.
And we have, so with that league, and that's been, we've had that league going since we've opened. And we had eight teams. We typically have anywhere six, seven, eight teams somewhere in there. And we get folks from coming over from Red Oak and Clarinda. We usually get a couple teams of guys from Clarinda. And
they get pretty physical.
Sometimes they do, you know, but I always have a meeting in the beginning, and it's a lot of the same guys that end up playing in this, so they all know. And a lot of these guys just want to get up and down the court and play some ball and try to stay in shape. And some guys take a little too serious, but you know what? We're usually able to manage that. So.
Up and down the court, I'd be done.
That's
take me out, coach.
I always tell teams, get as many guys. You can have your roster up to 15 guys. And so get as many as you can. Get them there to show up. And then you got five timeouts through the game. So use them strategically so you get your breaks. I used to play, and I can't do it anymore. But, it's been successful. So.
Do you play Morgan?
No.
No.
I don't play a men's league.
No, I mean other leagues.
We did a women's like one night a week last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We didn't really do it this year, but maybe
like
it's something
women's league. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just a pickup league, nothing super organized.
Okay.
We've had co-ed volleyball in the past.
Yeah, just to see interest, and did well.
All right. Very good. Anything else about the Viking? I went a long way around to say if someone wants to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
They can reach out to you, find you. You're somewhere. If you're not in your office, you're at a field or somewhere.
I'm running around town somewhere. I'm running errands somewhere to grab stuff. So,
Or if you bump into Morgan, she knows how to get in touch with you
as well.
Too, so.
Absolutely. Yep.
You can push people in the right direction.
Anyone from our board can do that. And
how many board members are there?
There are 10 of us.
Okay. So. All right. Very good. How frequently do you meet? Once a month?
We meet actually a couple times a year, but I send reports out every month and things like that, keeping everybody up to date. And obviously my board's very flexible, and you know, if we need to do anything, need to have a meeting or whatever, we usually make it happen.
You know, and it takes a lot of orchestration in that scenario. Like you have a lot of volunteers and seasons on top of each other, and there's a lot of orchestration that takes place there. So
yeah. Justin does a great job as far as like the board gets to be hands off a little bit until Justin needs something, and then he orchestrates everything.
I'm very fortunate the board kind of lets me do what I need to do, and I tell them, hey, step in and tell me if I need to do something different. But
give you plenty of room to do what you need to do.
Absolutely,
so.
Yep. Awesome. I appreciate that.
All right, we'll reach out. Do you have a website, social media with the Viking Center, or what do you have there?
Yep, so Stanton Friends Facebook page. Okay. That's where we go to for all of listing our stuff.
Yeah.
And it does a lot of things for the community as well, but that's where we go for there. We go to, if you go to stantoniowa.com and look up Viking Center, that's the page we use.
Yeah.
You know, I one thing too, real quick, if you don't mind.
No, go right ahead.
In touch of, you know, in addition to everything we've been talking about too, we have other opportunities for people to be involved. You know, we talked about the memberships, we talked about sports, we've talked about some rentals. We have sponsorship opportunities as well.
Oh, tell me about that.
Yeah, so and we've got 35 sponsors right now that we use, and very fortunate for all of our sponsors, but. Yeah, so what that would include is there's a couple different options. We hang banners up in the Viking Center in the gym. We hang banners now at the new ball fields. Now that last year was the first full year we were able to utilize those.
They look nice, don't they?
Very nice, yes. That was a major project that we took on the last couple years.
Yeah.
And we just had a board meeting here this past weekend, and we talked about it, and we've doubled the amount of games we were able to host in town. And so – very fortunate with that, but again, that's taken a lot of sponsors down there too. And get in touch with me if anybody has interest in that. You can have a sponsorship at either spot, or you can do both of them and have a discounted rate at that. And you also get your name gets put on any promotional things that we put out. We have T-shirts that we give to the little kids for. All their programs, and your name would be on the back of that too. So.
And a lot of little kids, a lot of T-shirts there, it sounds like.
That's a lot, yep. Wow. We get a lot of them out there.
You
so
bet.
That's right.
So reach out again, talk to you about that.
Absolutely, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good. Anything else, Justin? Let's talk about upcoming events.
Absolutely. Yep.
Tell me what's coming up. This is just a couple days coming up here. So yes. Talk to me what's going on.
Yeah. So this Saturday, we've got a few things going on in town. And yeah, this weekend and then through April, we've got a few things. So this Saturday is the Marketplace off Main, which will be at the Ole there in Stanton. We have that every year. There will be a book club this Saturday, the 28th at 3 o'clock at the library. Saturday, the April 4th at 10 a.m., we're going to have the Easter egg hunt that the American Legion puts on every year. That'll be at Acura Healthcare down at the nursing home. I'll get a lot of kiddos that come participate for that. And the Chamber, the Legion does a terrific job for that. So Saturday the 11th, the Chamber's we have Varfest, the dinner and speakers at the Ole at 5 o'clock. So we brought Varfest back. Vorfest, I guess. My Swedish pronunciation.
Mine's a little rusty.
Too, and I hear it all the time.
Yeah.
So that'll be on the 11th.
Speakers for that is Ben Lundgren with MCDC.
Okay.
And then Brayton Allen with the Stanton Fire Department.
Okay.
So those will be interesting.
So that is at Vorfest.
Yep.
So Ben Lundgren and Brayton Allen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
Yep. And that'll be at 5 o'clock on the 11th at the Ole. Then April 25th, we have there's a downtown event and citywide garage sales. So we'll have people roaming the streets again. That's something we put on every year and usually get a lot of folks to town. And then on Saturday, May 2nd, it will be the citywide cleanup for the town of Stanton.
You don't get rid of it on the garage sale.
Get rid of it the next Saturday. That's right. Absolutely.
One of our favorite weekends.
That's the same here. Yep. Clean house time.
Are you a garage seller?
No.
Are you a garage seller, Morgan?
I love thrifting.
With three kids at our house, we get enough stuff anyway, so I'm bringing more into it.
I send my stuff to him, actually.
that's true.
His kid's just a little bit younger.
Yep.
There you go. Works perfectly that way, huh?
You bet.
So those are the dates that are coming up. I'm going to go back to April 11th for a second. Mm-hmm. Vorfest. Mm-hmm. Vorfest.
Vorfest.
I'm going. That's what Justin said, so that's how I'm saying it. Will there be a meal involved in that?
There is a meal, yep. There will be a meal involved.
Tickets available for what are
the
details?
So we're doing a chili cook-off.
Okay.
And you can sign up to be in the chili cook-off. There's a link on the Stanton Chamber Facebook page if you want to sign up. There's an adult category and a kid category.
Yeah.
For winners, and the winner will receive Chamber Bucks. And then so that will go on from 5 to 6, and it's a $5 entry fee to come in and judge. You get 5 tickets, and then you get to judge.
That means I get the sample, right?
Yep, yeah. You get a sample.
Okay.
We'll have sample cups, so you get a sample, and then you get to judge. And then at 6 o'clock, the judging will stop and kind of the full meal will start. People can get bowls and get prepared for the speakers that start at 6:30.
Okay. All right. Okay, just wanted to make sure that I understood that. Community garden. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the community garden.
Yep, so we do have 6 plots, and they're actually all available right now. That's located at the fire station there in Stanton, just on
the north side of it.
Yep, the north side of it, so right by the basketball court, the outdoor mm-hmm. court. So I have those, and then it goes through me at the Viking Center, and we just sign you up, and we'll get you a plot, and
you'll be
taken care of.
You can garden all you want to.
Absolutely.
One of his many hats.
Yeah.
There's another one, absolutely, yep.
Just find Justin.
Yep, that's exactly. Just find
Justin. Preschool sign-up is coming up soon as well.
Yes, and that's it's the end of April, and there's a couple different options for getting signed up for that, for the 4-year-old, for Good Shepherd Preschool that's in the state at the Viking Center. Late April and early May. I have flyers. We've been putting stuff out for that as well, marketing all over. I should know those dates exactly because I've got a preschool that's going into that. So, but I think my wife and I actually just talked about it the other day. It was, I think we're taking him the weekend of the 18th or the 25th, available those.
Yeah. I think I have something from someone on that somewhere. So
I have a flyer. I just can't remember the exact dates, but yes, preschool registration is open coming late April, early May.
You can search for that information.
Yep, we've got all that information. I've got it at the Viking Center. We can, Stanton Friends would have it on Facebook. You can you'll find it. It's on there somewhere.
Yeah.
So.
All right. We are, by the way, visiting with the – it's the Stanton Community Update – visiting with the director of the Viking Center, Justin Miller, and a Stanton Friends board member, Morgan Llewellyn, with us this morning. And we do want to say thanks to FMTC, Seligran Lindell DeMars Funeral Home, Fairway, and the Stanton Chamber of Commerce. Can we talk about Llewellyn Media for just a minute?
Sure.
Tell me about the, how the idea came about.
Well, when I had the boys, I decided to stop doing portrait photography through, like, Llewellyn Photography.
Yeah.
And now they're getting a little older. I have a little more flexibility, and I wanted to get back into it and focus more on businesses mm-hmm. and business marketing and more, like, realtors and brokers.
How do people get in touch with you?
I have a Llewellyn Media Facebook page, or they can call me at 712-621-6213.
Okay.
And I have email mllewellyn@gmail.com.
Tell me your phone number one more time.
It's 712-621-6213.
Okay. And you'd like to talk to him?
Absolutely.
What else do we need to be aware of, Morgan?
Oh, I don't know. Summer's coming.
Are you ready for summer?
We're so ready.
What do you do for – what's fun? I mean – Justin's busy with something going on all the time, but when you're not doing your regular day job, mm-hmm. what are your hobbies outside of your regular?
Well,
typical?
And I do enjoy the summer. Like I said, golfing is one of those. I just don't get to do it as much as I'd like to, but I'm going to try to do that a little more. Getting outside with my kids and playing is a big thing. We don't get an opportunity to do a lot of vacation time, but we do escape sometimes on weekends and go do some stuff. But there's always something to do in Stanton too, and there's
if you choose to, there's something all the time to do.
There's something
if you choose.
All the time. Yeah. Yep.
Morgan, what do you do outside of typical normal?
Well, we take the kids to the park. We have three parks in town.
Yeah.
We have the Kevin Blunt Memorial Basketball Court.
Yes,
that
you do.
Seems to always be busy mm-hmm. lately. Mm-hmm. Really, we go to the lake. We go boating.
Yeah, outside.
Yeah,
outside. This is what I'm hearing is outside.
Outside.
Get those kids outside.
That's good stuff. Good stuff. Anything else, Morgan or Justin, that we need to touch on? What have we left out that we need to touch on here?
Nothing I can think of at the moment.
If you have a question, you can search. You can Google. It's pretty. The information is pretty readily available.
Absolutely.
People reach out, or if you want to have the conversation,
mm-hmm. absolutely.
Stop by and talk.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. I can be made available whenever, as long as people get a hold of me. And like I said, if I don't answer or respond right away, I will be getting back to somebody as soon as possible, and we'll get things figured out.
Very cool. Nice to see you both.
You too. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to visit with you. Don't be a stranger. Stop
absolutely.
By anytime.
You bet.
Justin Miller and Morgan Llewellyn with me this morning. Thanks to FMTC, Seligran Lindell DeMars Funeral Home, Fairway, and the Stanton Chamber of Commerce for making our conversation possible. We certainly appreciate it.
KCSI-FM.